Hi, this is the vocabulary lesson for the race. Let's go through the story slowly and talk about some of the vocabulary. All right, the race. It's 5 o'clock, and Alan's a name, of course, is riding his motorcycle in San Francisco. He is riding down Van Ness Street. Van Ness is also a name, of course. And when we say riding down, we sometimes say, you know, he's going up the street or he is going down the street. And sometimes that means maybe going up a hill or down a hill. Sometimes it means, you know, north and south. You know, if you're going up the street, it might suggest you are going north on the street. If you say, go down Van Ness, it might mean go south on Van Ness. Or it might mean go down the hill. You're at the top of Van Ness Street, and you're going to go down, meaning down a long hill. So that's why we say sometimes to go up or go down a street. Here it means going down a hill. Van Ness has a big hill. So Alan is at the top of the hill, and he is riding down Van Ness Street. And he comes to a stoplight. A stoplight is a traffic light, of course. You know, green, yellow, and red. Sometimes we say traffic light, but sometimes we say stoplight. Same. They're both the same. Stoplight or traffic light. Okay. A red Ferrari pulls up next to him. Ferrari is the name of a car, of course. So Ferrari is a very fast car made in Italy. Ferrari, I think most of you probably know what a Ferrari is. Okay, pulls up next to him. To pull up next to someone, it's the idea that you come next to them. You were behind them, and then you come next to them. So you can imagine someone is at a stoplight, and another car comes from behind and then comes and stops next to you or next to the person. We say they pulled up next to you. They pulled up next to the person. It's the idea of coming from behind to the side. So from behind to the side of someone. So a red Ferrari pulls up next to Alan. Comes from behind Alan and then stops next to him. The driver is wearing dark sunglasses. Okay, the driver of the Ferrari is wearing dark sunglasses. He looks over at Alan. Okay, wait, this is another two-word verb, looks over. To look over at is the idea that you look to the side, right? You're looking sideways, not in front of you. If you say look over, you're not looking to the front. You're looking to the side, right? So they're next to each other, and then they look to the side. The driver turns his head to the side and looks at Alan. So that's the idea of to look over at someone has the idea of looking to the side. Alan looks at him. Alan looks at the driver and realizes that the driver is Tom Cruise. That's right. Tom Cruise is the driver of the Ferrari. Tom Cruise looks over at Alan, turns to the side, and looks at Alan. Tom sneers at Alan. Sneer, to sneer. To sneer means to move your mouth and look kind of angry, right? It means maybe only one side of your mouth goes up, right? It's kind of a half smile. So maybe the left side of the mouth goes up, but the right side does not move. So it's this kind of half smile. We call that sneering, or to sneer. And to sneer, it usually means the person is angry, or the person does not like you. It's a negative. It's a negative thing, to sneer. Okay, so Tom sneers at Alan, right? He sneers at Alan. And he says, "When the light turns green, let's race." Oh, so Tom Cruise wants to race Alan on his motorcycle. Tom has a Ferrari car, and Alan has a motorcycle. Tom wants to race. Alan says, "All right, you're on." "You're on" means I agree with you, or it means I will do it. I will do what you said. I agree to do something. Usually we use "you're on" for a contest, for competition, for something where one person will win and another will lose. For example, a race, some kind of difficult thing. For example, if you say, "AJ, I will give you $100 if you swim 10 miles, right? I will give you $100 if you swim 10 miles. And I say, "You're on." It means I agree. I agree to do it. I agree to do it. So in this story, Alan agrees to race Tom. He agrees to do it. He says, "You're on. I will do it." Then Tom says, "I'm gonna smoke you, sucker." All right. This is slang, of course, slang. Now, "gonna" means going to. It's the future, right? Future tense. We say "gonna" in normal speech. We don't say "going to." We say "gonna." So he says, "I'm going to smoke you. I'm gonna smoke you." Okay, to smoke someone is slang. It means to beat them. It means to win against someone. So we use it with the future a lot. "I'm gonna smoke you" means I'm going to beat you. I'm going to win and you are going to lose. That's what to smoke someone means. Especially in a race, we use it a lot with racing. "I'm gonna smoke you" means I will be faster. I will beat you. And then sucker, or sucker, two pronunciations, sucker or sucker. That's, it just means, it's kind of a negative name for somebody. It's a little bit like jerk or asshole, but sucker is kind of weak. It's not, it's a little negative, just a little negative, but not so much. So Sucka is a little bit negative, but not terrible, not terrible. All right, so Tom's being a little negative. He says, I'm going to smoke you, Sucka. Alan says, you wish. Meaning, you wish you would smoke me. You wish you will win. Okay, but then he says, Alan says, I'm gonna beat you and your sorry ass car. Okay, sorry ass is also slang. Sorry ass. Sorry ass car. Sorry ass apartment. Sorry ass job. Sorry ass means terrible, cheap, low quality, not good. That's what we say, sorry ass. So Alan says, oh, Tom, your car is nothing. Your car is bad. Your car is cheap. Your car is low quality. It's a sorry ass car. Sorry ass car. All right, the next line. Alan and Tom wait at the light. They rev their engines. Okay, to rev an engine. Engine is the motor for a car or motorcycle, right? It's the power for the car. It's the power for the motorcycle. To rev means to go vroom, 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 vroom. That's revving the engine. Right? You push the engine so it goes fast, but you are not moving. Right? So you're pushing the gas, vroom, vroom, vroom. But you also push the brake. So no moving, no moving. That's called revving the engine. Revving the engine. You make the engine loud. Vroom, vroom. Revving the engine. So Tom is revving the engine of his Ferrari. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Alan is revving the engine of his motorcycle. Vroom, vroom, vroom. And they are waiting for the light. Suddenly, the light turns green. Alan and Tom take off. Okay, to take off. To take off means to start quickly. Right? It means to go quickly or to start very quickly. So, to take off, we use it, for example, when someone is stopped, they're not moving, stopped, and suddenly they move. Suddenly they go. We say they take off. So to take off is to suddenly move or to suddenly start. Okay, so they take off. The light turns green. Tom suddenly starts and moves his car. Alan suddenly goes on his motorcycle. He takes off on his motorcycle. Okay. Now, takeoff has other meanings also, but here it means to start suddenly. Okay. They zoom down Van Ness at top speed. To zoom means to go fast. It's easy. To go very fast. Zoom. To zoom. He zoomed down the road. He went fast down the road. So they zoom. They go very fast down Van Ness at top speed. Top speed means as fast as possible. It means fastest. Okay, so they zoom, they go fast down Van Ness. Tom Cruise is winning. But suddenly, blue and red lights appear behind Tom. It's the police. They pull him over. Okay, to pull someone over. We use this phrase, we use this with the police. When you are driving and the police come behind you and they turn on their lights, then you must go over to the side, right? You must stop your car. We say, the police pulled him over, or the police pull you over. Okay, to pull over with the police means the police stop your car, right? They pull you over. So Tom is going very fast. The police come behind Tom and they pull him over. Tom must stop. Alan zooms past Tom, laughing. He yells, "Better luck next time." Better luck next time is an idiom. It's a common phrase. We say it a lot. Better luck next time means you failed, but hopefully next time you will do better. It's similar to good luck. Better luck next time is similar to good luck. What's the difference? Well, the difference, better luck next time, we use after someone fails. After something bad happens, we say, oh, better luck next time. It means this time you failed, but next time maybe you will succeed. Next time maybe you will do better. So we say, better luck next time. All right. And finally, the last sentence, Alan is the winner. Alan is the winner. Okay, that is all for the vocabulary lesson for the race.